96.5 KLH. Let's welcome our green and gold insider, Jason Wilde, to the show. Jace, good morning. How's your collarbone today?
I'm curious now. We'll see what kind of coach McCarthy is because, you know, having Aaron Rodgers, that's a luxury. This is a chance for him to show he's a good coach or if he's not. Do you think?
Yeah, I agree, Gino, and I think it's interesting in contrast to 2013, and there's not a lot of instances where you can do direct compare and contrast in the NFL, but this, you know, same injury, roughly the same time of year. What's interesting in this instance, in my opinion, is, you know, that year they had cut Graham Harrell, Vince Young, B.J. Coleman all during training camp. Those were their three quarterbacks that they had kind of in the mix to be Rodgers' backup. They ended up having to go with Seneca Wallace, trivia question answer, and Scott Tolzien, who's a great guy, former Badger. But neither one of them had even been to camp with him. So they had spent the first 6.5 weeks trying to learn the playbook. So they weren't in a great position to step in and play well. And then they got lucky, and Matt Flynn, the former backup, got released by Buffalo. They snatched him up. And they were obviously able to win two games and tie another to stay afloat until Rodgers came back. This time, man, this guy's their guy. I mean, Brett Hundley, they drafted him. They've developed him. They've talked him up a ton that, you know, how confident they are in him and what a good player he is. He did not look like a good player yesterday. So they have their guy, their backup, in position to replace Aaron Rodgers. So let's see what Mike McCarthy and the coaching staff can do with a guy who's been in their system now for 3 years. Now, the caveat I would add to that is I don't care if they bring back Brett Favre out of retirement and he plays like it's 2009. That's going to be awfully hard for anybody behind that offensive line. Mm-hmm. They were playing their eighth option at tackle.
Who was that guy? No, seriously.
His name is Ulrich John.
I had no idea who he was. Ulrich. No idea. I was like, did they not put his last name on his uniform? Yeah.
Just said John.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's less than ideal. And you know, they were missing a bunch of guys in the secondary, and
right,
other guys were in and out. I mean, McCarthy admitted after the game that between Rodgers' injury, which obviously throws you into quite the situation, but with all the other injuries, like he said, I can't tell you what the hell anybody did.
Okay, well, let me ask you this question now, because I'm sure you were following on social media. Everybody was, you know, they were doing their whole go get Favre, the Colin Kaepernick. I guess there's some sort of a petition for him to get signed by the Packers. I don't know who put that together. And people are saying Tony Romo. But my question about the Green Bay Packers is, do they have a strength and conditioning coach that is doing his job properly? Because aside from the quarterback position, who of course now Aaron's injured, but how many injuries has a football team, I mean, has there ever been a team that's incurred this many injuries?
I don't know. The Detroit Lions lost 5 starters to injuries yesterday during their game, and I think all these teams have injuries.
All right.
I think the Packers do seem to be a bit high. But at the same time, you know, the couple seasons ago, they had like next to nothing injury-wise. I think hamstring. I mean, let's use Bakhtiari as a quick example. I really believe that Bakhtiari, because we talked to him at length on Thursday, he did not sound like a guy who was going to play. I believe that he pushed to play. Now, I have no evidence. I am not a doctor. I believe he said, I got to be out there because otherwise Aaron's going to get killed. Now, the irony is he ends up getting hurt anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe that he pushed to play because the Vikings defense is really good, and he was worried about his quarterback, and he played earlier than he should have, and now he's re-injured his hamstring. That's what I believe. Now, I've got no evidence of that, but I think muscle pull injuries are ones that are more preventable than others, and they've obviously had a lot of those. That's a fair criticism.
All right, and we will talk to you later in the week as the Packers get ready for the Saints.
All right, everybody, take care. Be good.
You too.
See ya.
Jason Wilde, he's our green and gold insider.